Third, you find an anchor. When you're searching for truth, you find certain anchors. There's certain things that you find that you feel maybe 99% sure are true. You take the things you know with a reasonable surety that are true, and you use them as anchors. Now, when I was in the church, I figured the scriptures were an anchor. So I used them for an anchor for a while, and then I realized that the scriptures were not maybe as 100, I never saw them as 100% true, but they're a pretty good anchor. Most of the stuff in there is pretty good, but then there's a few things in there that aren't so good, like it actually supports slavery and slaying the people that don't agree with you just because they're of a different race or things like this. Like in the Old Testament, the Israelites invaded neighboring cities and they slaughtered men, women, children, and even the animals because they were like infecting the people, so to speak. So they did some pretty atrocious things. And the Israelites are really criticized for that in the Bible. But if you study ancient history, you actually find the Israelites were a lot more humane than their enemies were. I mean, their enemies back in those days, I mean, they sacrificed children to the gods and burned them alive. When the Israelites won a battle, they just killed their enemies quickly. But when a lot of the enemies of the Israelites won a battle, they would just torture the people to death and enjoy it. That was part of their entertainment. They cut out their tongues and cut out their eyes and blind them and skin them alive and all kinds of things. You know, I mean, back in the Old Testament times, all civilization or all the peoples just were really thugs compared to people today. They were like ISIS times 10, just standard procedure back in those days. You didn't want to lose a battle back in those days, because if you lost, they would take, if the leader was still alive, they would put him through tremendous torture, melt lead and pour it down his throat, just anything they could think of, you know. The more torture, the better. And who tortured people the most, though, was Christians tortured heretics during the Middle Ages. They developed some tremendous torture devices. They put a lot of creativity into developing devices that would bring the maximum pain. And then they would resuscitate the poor guy, let him heal a little bit, and torture him again. So the guy had to die half a dozen times maybe before he did die. But we don't want to concentrate too much on those things. But we made a lot of progress. We don't think we made a lot of progress because we read the newspaper, it sounds like there's a lot of evil in the world. But when you read ancient history, you realize that we've actually made quite a bit of progress. Despite, we still got problems. But average civilization today is a lot more benevolent than they were in ancient times.
In the time of De Molay, who was one of the great leaders of the Knights Templar, the last great leader.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They used monks that specialized in torturing people and burning people for 4 days.
Oh, yeah, they would extend it as much as... It wasn't enough to just put somebody painfully to death. In the time of the ancient Jews, yeah, they tortured people, but they didn't revive them and then torture them again. But the Middle Ages, they did that, you know.
Was tortured, was burned to death over a 4-day period.
Wow, poor guy.
And he could have got out of it if he would have said that the Knights Templar had committed crimes against Christ and that they really didn't worship Christ and everything. But instead, he stood there and said, this is my confession, you know, I confess to love Christ. And that everything we've ever done has been for the service of Christ.
Yeah, I hope he had some good healers to help him after he passed, because probably needed a little...
He told them, the king and folk who had him, tortured like that, I told them, you won't live one more year.
Yeah, and this prophecy was fulfilled, wasn't it? Yeah.
The spirit world in less than a year. They both were dead within less than a year.
JJ, why were they needed healers after they died?
What?
You said that you hoped that they had that he had good healers after he died.
Yeah, there's physicians that are available after he died because people would undergo strenuous pain as they're nearing death, kind of exhaust a lot of their spiritual forces, and they need to be recharged after they die. Yeah. Yeah, and there's actually hospitals there that where they're attended and revived and recharged. Yeah.
So really quick, I only experienced when I went through this session. I've only gone through one life between my phobia, and it was really interesting because that's what I was. I was surrounded by a group of physicians. Because my guilt over not accomplishing my purpose in that life was so great that I just couldn't let it go. Like, you know, and you can't go and reincarnate, you know, until you let go of that to a degree where you can then attack it again. You know, there's another chance. You can keep at it. But it's not like it all automatically vanishes.
So the physicians had to heal your life to be able to be reincarnated again.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, and me myself, you know, it was all about myself. Like, that was the hardest healing I had to do. Everything else, I was ready. It was hard, but I was ready to let it go. But that life between life was the hardest one to let go for now.
Right? Yoga is a real powerful negative force.
It's huge.
It's a lot worse than people think. And it can
get the best of some really good people. Now, these are all principles. Now, it would be great if all of us had enough spiritual contact that, hey, I want to know the truth about this, and there it is. But that's really not the way it works. We have to go through a lot of struggle before anyone gets to that point. And so these are some common sense things that we can all apply. Of course, the statement, follow the highest you know, is important. If we do that, that's number one, I suppose. Okay, the next one here is seek proven authorities and learn from them. There's valid authorities, and then there's invalid authorities. There's authorities that are unjust and unearned authorities, and then there's earned authorities. So if you're going to learn Spanish, you want to learn Spanish from somebody that knows how to speak Spanish, and you can test them. You can find out if they can speak. So, well, speak some Spanish to me. And if he can rattle off some Spanish with the right accent, well, you think, well, this guy knows what he's talking about. And so you want to test your authorities, and once you test your authorities, then you can learn from them. And if the person knows what he's talking about, like if you want to learn history, let's say you're a Republican and this history professor is a Democrat, but he still studied a lot, okay? You can still learn from him. Say he knows what he's talking about. You can figure maybe he's going to be biased toward his side, but still he's very learned, and so you can ask him questions and he can answer it, and you can run it through your own filters. But you know, if he's really learned, that the actual facts and data he gives you will probably be correct. Now, when a person is biased, what he'll do is he'll sift the data. Oftentimes, a person that's a biased teacher, everything he tells you will be correct, but he sifts out the data. So he just gives you the data that supports his side, but not your side, okay? And this often happens. But you can even use this. If the data is accurate, well, that's fine. Realize, you know, that he's probably keeping some things back, but what he's told me is probably true. So I'll check into it. So then you can check into it, and maybe this piece of data leads to other things. So you can learn from even biased authorities. Because even biased authorities have some accurate facts. But try to sort out the true facts from the untrue facts. And when you receive from another person that's an authority realize he's probably going to have some bias. He's probably leaving out stuff. He's probably just saying the good stuff about his side. But don't kill the messenger, but look at the message.
Kind of like reading the Inquirer.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's truth in the Inquirer, and other times there's, you got to...
Yeah, I...